Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tuesday edition, August 10th, 2021, of the Blog Talk Radio Show's show called the Optimize My Life program, sponsored by the Hope Collection, a 501c3 nonprofit that was founded by Joel and Artis Griffing over 10 years ago and has been broadcasting Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time for going on, I think it's about 8 years. We had a total of over 2,000 recorded in archives shows. Today, on Tuesday, we name each show Monday through Friday with a title that kind of drives us in a direction, maybe perhaps with a host or maybe perhaps with a topic. Today we call it Travel Day. And the reason for that is, number one, we have available to speak to us on a regular basis the leader of an organization called Marketplace Ministries, where Rick Reese has been involved and developed a whole program where nonprofit ministries can utilize what people are spending in the travel industry, and rather than the companies that traditionally get all the profits that there are in travel, we're able to designate it and direct it back into some ministry work, God's kingdom, and that's the purpose. So having that kind of program at our disposal, what we're able to do is people want to choose to support different programs, missions, mission trips. And what we're doing is we're driving those profits that a person decides. They can decide that the profit that was on their, or the savings that they were having on their trip, goes to their favorite charity. It's pretty simple, and it's not difficult. And the neatest thing is it works. It's been working. And what we're able to do is help people, because there's lots of people, especially now, going back into the air, going to hotels, taking car rentals and going on day trips. That kind of commerce, that kind of industry is going on all over at a high rate that we haven't seen. And there's some areas that there's still people that are not traveling to as much, but there's a significant more. And people are also reserving and putting money down on deposits, and so their trip may come later. Here again, I'll give you an example. I've had a trip to Disney on hold for a year and a half. And I had my airline tickets all lined up, and they were in we had our tickets lined up so long ago that I forgot. I misplaced the folder with the reservations. I didn't even know I had the flights already paid for. You know, the thing is there are people that are deciding that we're no longer going to be under this prison cell, and that we're going to be free, and we're going to be a free nation and loving hearts, and we're going to be in contact and eyeball to eyeball with each other. We're reinventing the socialization of America. And boy, is that exciting. I know we're going to church every Sunday, and I see the joy in people's hearts that for many of them, they stayed away. They did the video, the webinar church. And it's good. I don't deny that's not a good thing. But when you can get in front of somebody and you can put your arm around them, and you can do, if you're comfortable and you have to stay distant because you have that kind of sense. I was going to be judgmental there, and I'm not supposed to do that. So I'll just show you I would be, because I think if you've been vaccinated, supposedly the science says you can't get it and you can't give it. But if you did get some kind of, you still could give someone the measles. So you could stay in a quarantine, get a hazmat suit for the rest of your life and not touch anybody. I don't think that's what God never did. He never told the disciples to not go out in the world. And, you know, back then, leprosy was rampant, and it was a death-defying, you got leprosy. You were condemned. They used to have colonies where they would put people outside the city walls, because that's called isolation. But you know what? We're out of isolation. Maybe that's a word we better start talking about, not being in isolation anymore. Rick Reese, would you agree?
I definitely agree. Good morning, good morning. Well, I guess it's morning here in Colorado, and afternoon having hope for lunch on the East Coast. But yeah, I tell you, I'm ready to go someplace. I haven't been on a trip since a week ago, and so I'm ready to go again.
You have a withdrawal symptoms from not being on the move, is that it?
Well, you know, it's been a week.
Yeah,
it's been
go.
A full week. You know, we actually have a trip planned to St. Kitts coming up
Ooh.
Here, U.S. Virgin Islands, in October. And we've got a week there at the Marriott Beach Club. And
Ooh.
You mentioned about booking the flights. And so we booked the flights a while back before they went back up again. And so we got some really great rates. It's amazing how the need is taking the need is driving the prices up on travel again. You know, we stayed at the Bellagio, I guess back in May now. Was that May? Somewhere in there, May, April, May, June. I forget when we went, but it was before the prices went back up. And through the Surge membership, we saved over $1,500 because we caught it before the prices went back up. And the following week is when the masses decided they went to travel again. And the industry kind of knew that and drove the prices up. And of course, just in time for the masses. And it's amazing how controlled the industry is. But even in that, our prices through the membership are still lower than that public price. I mean, even though the public price went sky high again, relative to that price, our prices are still lower. I mean, you're still through the membership saving up to 70%. And people through the free Vortex link, you know, they're saving up to 60, on average, 23 to 40% is the actual of what it works out to with the Vortex. And that's a free link. And so the Vortex is a free link that, Ron, right now you can give out to the world. No, give it out to your neighborhood there in Buffalo. Give it out to the part of town that you live in Buffalo. Give it out to the entire state of Buffalo. Your Vortex link, free, complimentary. Buffalo, book on this link. And then spreading to state to state to state. Book on Ron's Vortex link. It's complimentary. It's free. It's going to save you up to 60% when you book. Move aside Expedia. Move aside Priceline. What's that?
I said, Rick, you're absolutely right. And the fact
and
that
then it hops
can...
up to Canada. Well, you're really
yeah,
close there, too.
Well,
so,
what,
but then
yesterday.
It hops up to Canada. Huh?
Yesterday, the bridge opened. They took the barbed wire off the bridge yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Now, we still have to get a COVID test within 72 hours of driving over there. And I don't know what, but they're making it difficult, but it's better than not being able to go at all. We have within 30 minutes of our home one of the most fantastic. It's called the Pillar and Post. And at the turn of the century, I'm talking about 1800s, there was a cannery factory in a little place called Niagara-on-the-Lake. It's about 20 minutes north of Niagara Falls. And the Pillar and Post is one of our favorite hotels in the world.
You mentioned that.
Peter Wanetsky is the innkeeper. I know him personally. We talk on a first-name basis. I've stayed in contact with him for over a year and a half. And he'll be calling me back this afternoon, and we're going to start planning to go back there again. We meet our friends. They come down from our – in fact, some of our agents that live in Toronto, they're going to come down and meet us and stay at the Pillar and Post now that we can again. And so that's really – we've been
So they have a hot
to.
Spring, huh?
Oh, I'm telling you.
They have a hot
got,
spring.
Well, no, they got a saltwater pool inside the hotel, and then they got an outside pool, and they've got a spa and a gym and a restaurant, and I'll tell you what, it's a restaurant, and it's a restaurant, and what happens, you go out the front door, and there's a little covered alley, covered portico over the door when you go into this place, And Queen England stayed there, you know, so it's got a history. But when you go out the front door, they have the carriage ride, the pony carriage ride that takes you all around the old 1800 little village that started in the 1800s. And they take you on the driver, the buggy whip guy, tells you all about the different historical sites and houses and the history of the town. It's magnificent. I took my wife on that, and it was like an hour and a half ride. It was a hot day. When we got done, we went to the restaurant. No, we went to the pool, then we went to the restaurant. But, you know, that's open again, and now we can go back to Canada. So that's high in the priority list. Sunday, our friend's daughter got married, and we were unable to go to the wedding because the bridge wasn't open. But I've had three, four different Facebook videos, and now we can't wait to go and put our arms around them and congratulate them and help them launch their new future together. And we're going to be seeing
them Robert?
Soon. Yes, it is. Robert and Angela and their daughter, Sarah and Mike.
How about that? Wow.
And you know what's really cool? Rick, I got a call from, I got a friend of a friend of a friend of the Hope Collection that called me and said, look at my wife and her girlfriends, their sisters, all five, six of them, that initially said we were going to go to Puerto Rico. And I said, is there a reason you want to go to Puerto Rico? They weren't Puerto Rican, but they were totally going to go. And they said, well, we don't need a passport. I said, is that the only reason you're going to go there? No, just that we thought that's a place we could get to. No, they live in Tennessee, Providence, Rhode Island. Well, I'm thinking on, I put together, I both got our surge and YTB concierge and put a kit package together. And then it hit me. You know, they want all-inclusive, they want entertainment, they want to be able to swim, they want to be able to have a great place all together and make it a special time. Does that sound like a cruise to you? Well, I made a phone call. Rick, and they were going to spend $3,000 a piece.
Oh my Lord!
I got a six-day cruise on its Carnival, and it's all food included, entertainment. They're going to go to three stops in the Eastern Caribbean. And six, instead of 4 days, they're getting 6 full days there. And we put the whole package together. It's $1,400 and $300 for a round trip here.
Amazing.
And as a travel agent, we own the RCLC Travel Solutions. Well, I'm still going to make. I'm making. What I tell my wife, I think we're making. There's six. We're making $900. Clear.
Why give that $900 to someone else when you can actually use the tools that we have in the travel industry and we provide for you to be able to provide not only a great service, but to be able to get paid for the work that you do instead of someone else getting paid and them charging a higher price so that they can make more money using someone you know that is in the industry. As an insider, Ron, that's awesome.
I'm so excited to be able to do that. And then I still have, because my neighbor saw, we talk with him and live across the street. We talk a lot. And he plows my driveway when we get the Colorado snow in the winter. And him and his wife,
speaking
he
Colorado.
Came into our door and said, Linda was talking to his wife, said, we want to go where you went in March. And you know, we were in March. Cancun at the Grand Palladian Hotel, laying on the beach, getting a massage, it's incredible, having great food and entertainment, and having a party under the stars, and a little car back and forth all over the place. They dragged me down on the beach because I can't walk in sand with a replaced knee and a bum ankle, and so they dragged me on this big three-wheeler tricycle, huge wheels, and the lifeguard drove us down to the beach, and then a guy in one of those little uniforms came down, Rick, and said to Linda, yes, ma'am, what would you like? And my wife said, I'd like a non-alcoholic strawberry daiquiri. And I said, I'll have a non-alcoholic pina colada. And he flies down, half hour later, laying on the beach watching the parasailers and the surfers, and we're 150 feet from the water. And we're doing that. He comes back down. Would you like another one? Would you want something different? Do you want something? And so
amazing.
We did that twice, and after that we decided we're not going to be able to get up from here. And when we went to go to dinner, Rick, when we went to go to dinner, we walked up to, and they had these mats where you had to wash your feet and clean your hands. And when we went to places, and at that time you did have to have a mask between, we sat down to eat, you didn't need one. But between places, they asked you to wear a mask. And we accommodated that because we certainly don't want to give anything to anybody. We had only had one phase of our shot, so right now I wouldn't dare. I'm not taking no mask. You see a movie Blazing Saddles, we need no badges. Well, we don't need no masks.
Hey, well, you're anyway, not getting on the plane.
I heard that.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
But you had a great time.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, and now Chad and his wife and their daughter and son are going, four people are going to, you're going to Cancun, the Grand Palladium. And frankly, I did is I gave them the name and the vortex and go sign up for it.
How about that? People know how to book.
Well,
we actually just brought this pastor. What's that?
Rick, mm-hmm. is that I think I've proven it works. It does.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm trying to help others prove it works for them. To me, that's more important because I already know how it works. I know how I got. Hey, Lynn and I, we now have September 1. We're starting to stack vacations. Paid vacations. We got two of them now. We have you.
For the 7-day vacation stay that you get just by being a member. 7 days included in the membership just by being a member for 12 months. And you know that the reason we have that is to make sure that our members definitely take their annual vacation. Americans don't take vacations for whatever reason, whether it's money or whether it's if I leave the office, I'm going to lose my job to somebody who's trying to get it. But they don't take vacations. And so Surge 365 says, no, we're going to make sure that we eliminate most of the obvious top excuses that people have, and it's typically money. And we're going to include a 7-day vacation stay. When you are a member for 12 months, you pay your membership. Included in that is your 7-day over 3,000 locations around the world. And it can be just a staycation, a local vacation if you want. And that's awesome. We're racking ours up for the second one. We actually used our first 7 days when we went to Cancun back in January. The company had an event, and I think it was like 4 or 5 days, and we said no. You know, actually, with the company's event, we took a couple of days before that, and a couple of days after the company event, and then we used our 7-day vacation stay to be there, a total of 14 days. And we just had the most awesome time. We were at the Grand Palladium first, and then the second one, we went to the Paradisus Cancun, another 5-star, and we stayed on the adult side. No kids. And we just had a great time, and that becomes a lifestyle. But you're right, traveling as an insider, we know that it works. We know that the wholesale prices that we get through the membership are wholesale prices, big-time savings. But to convince other people of that, you know, it's like, wow, why would you not travel as an insider when you can? You know, believe me, use it. And so we brought a reverend on board a couple of days ago, and he says, Rick, I want to book an anniversary trip in December in Hawaii. And I said, well, Hawaii is pretty much booked up. I mean, they are packed out because everybody and their mother wants to go to Hawaii, you know, coming off the pandemic. And then, in fact, that was our first choice before we said St. Kitts. But Hawaii was totally booked. And so he says, well, it's in December. So we looked through the membership, and it's booked. I mean, people are flooding to Hawaii. And so, like you said with this couple here, I said, well, you know, you really want to consider Cancun anyway. And whether it's secrets, whether it's the Grand Palladium, you know, you want to consider Cancun because it's all-inclusive. Hawaii is not all-inclusive. And so we looked through the membership at Cancun. And we looked at the Palladium, the Grand Palladium, the secrets. Ron, he saved over, and he didn't book yet, but he said, this is going to make my wife really happy, over $600 difference from the public price, the price through the membership. And he says, Rick, that's the cost of the membership. I said, yeah.
Yeah, for free. Rick, that's why this weekend, starting Thursday night, we've opened up our home, and we've invited folks that have been affiliated with us and maybe are in been in limbo because of the issues of the last year. And now, of course, things are freer up. We've invited a number of people to come to our home, and I've got a big, large screen TV, and we're going to watch the 2021 Surge 365 Vortex 365 convention. And we're going to
have
a gathering time and then line it up so that we got a couple of people that are actually going to renew their membership, they're renew their business, and going to get launched. And we're going to make sure that this time some of them signed up, but they really never got started. Well, now we're going to do it properly, and they're going to have a just like we had when we got over Linda's being sick with the shingles and could have people in our house. You recommended us to have a grand opening. We had a bon voyage party when we started, and we had, I don't know, I think we had about a dozen or 15 people at our house, and out of that, like one of the people that was at our house that day, Rick, is Gary and Linda Humphrey. Gary's on the phone. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Gary. How's it going? He was there. Okay. He's a witness.
He's a witness, and him and Linda got started. And, you know, Linda has, she kind of took leadership. We have, again, on one of those trips we had scheduled and had lined up and have all deposits on, and that was to go see the Millennium Falcon, Star Wars and the new Jungle, the Jungle Safari in Disney. And for the first time in my life, I'm actually staying at a property in Disney in about 30 days from now, September 18th. We fly out of Buffalo to go.
Is that
to
right?
Disney.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Linda Humphreyville put that all together, and she's a specialist, so we got some specials and stuff. And, you know, she's just made all, you know, we're doing it. And now that's why I started the show, was saying I couldn't find I was getting a little worried because Linda said, well, we do have reservations for airlines, right? We got that covered already. I said, well, yeah. Well, the folder, I made a folder for the trip. I always do that. So I'm going to put a folder together. That's how I'm organized. I put our trip together in a folder or a customer. And it was on her printer next to her desk. And so I didn't have to go back and give her, honey, we got a problem because, you know, I didn't budget for the airfare. No, we had the reservations already. So
that's a good feeling.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good feeling that it's done. And you're just waiting for the date. So tell me, so you're going to the Star Wars thing? Man, it's nice to be a kid again. You know, the feeling that you can have. I mean, I'm sure when you guys are in there, you're going to flash back to just being a kid again and just being totally relaxed and just having fun, pure fun.
I remember the very first Star Wars movie, and I said to my wife, well, I said to Linda, you know, and I said, honey, you know, when they finally finish the series of these Star Wars movies, we're going to be old people.
What a prediction.
Well, that was 1974.
But you're going to be a kid again. You'll probably get you one of those lightsabers as a souvenir and, you know, be whipping that thing around after you visit the whole thing there. You're going to get one of those lightsabers.
We're thinking about that. And after seeing the new Disney Jungle Cruise movie, we had so much fun. First time I had a pair of movie tickets. There were a gift. Good friends of ours, Tom and Marilyn, gave us Christmas gift tickets 2 years ago. They've been in my wallet. When I walked in to cash them in at the desk to get our tickets to go in, the lady said, well, these barcodes all wore off. you have to buy new tickets. I said, these were a gift, and they're paid for. I said, you know,
yeah.
I asked the manager. The manager walked in and said, no, these are good. Just put them in there. And so we got to see.
Wow.
We went to the general cruise Sunday afternoon. All right, we had a riot. There were like 12 people in the theater. And everybody in the theater was just riled up. We just had a wonderful free time to be, as you said, a kid again. And, you know,
so much fun.
That just was so exciting. Hey, Rick, I got some really great news to share with you, too. Through the pandemic, in Buffalo, we've had 4 major hotels shut down. And,
really?
One of them is not ever going to open, turning into condominiums. Another one, they might renew it, they might not. But the best one, the Hyatt Regency, where does Surge 365 like to hold their conventions when they have them in person? Well, the Hyatt Regency is opening up September 1 here. And they're remodeling. They have a big ballroom. They have the side breakout rooms for vendor shows. And we can have everybody in for the celebration and recognition parties and everything. And that'll be, again, it actually is walking distance from Naval Park. It's 2 blocks from the Colored Musicians Club.
Ron. When you get a chance, send that information to Dwayne as they work out the numbers.
Yes, I am going to do that. Holly just talked with her on the phone briefly yesterday. I met the manager that the gentleman who's bought the Hyatt Regency. It's been closed. It was lost in receivership to the previous ownership. So there was all kinds of, even when I was making the proposal, I had to withdraw the name from that on our list,
right?
That's changed. And I met with the developer, the head of David Jamal. He owns major properties here in Buffalo and Washington, D.C., and everything. He's big time. And now we have it secured. It's locked down and all that. And so now we're locking down the whole deal. And we'll have everything in one central place and put people all over the place. We can do it all in one place. Yes, I'm going to immediately do that, Rick. I just got one portion of the conversation that I have to secure.
Because that was...
When
we had the convention in Atlanta, Church likes the Hyatt Regency. That's where we did the convention in Atlanta. So, that's awesome. Wow, timing is everything.
You bet.
And so this reverend that came on board, this reverend that came on board that was looking at the anniversary thing for his wife, he also was telling me about a convention, and he lives in Tallahassee, I believe, Florida. But they have a convention, an annual convention in New York City coming up next April at the Sheraton Times Square. And they said, Rick, is it possible? How would I... arrange for 1,000 people converging on at our convention in New York City at the Sheraton. And so I went to the Vortex and I looked it up, and it was about maybe $112 savings. And I said, well,
easily.
The people can actually book through the Vortex, get that out to all your members, and I let them know we're going to be staying here, da da da, and they can just self book. And then I said also, because we are a travel agency and you have access as a travel agent to be able to call the Sheraton and say, hey, you know, I'm a travel agent, identify yourself, and reserve 250 rooms and get paid a commission. Let's say the average commission probably is around 13% for the hotel rooms, but for 500 rooms, 250 rooms, and I said you can call them. You know, the power of being able to be an insider, to even talk to the hotel, identify yourself, you know, with YTV as a travel agent, and the ability to be able to reserve rooms, and not just as a consumer, but to reserve rooms and get paid a commission. You know, that normally the hotel would keep. Or if you were working with another travel agent, they would keep. But having the ability to do that is amazing. And so I said, well, we can do a combination of both. You know, let's call them and call the hotel direct, reserve 500 rooms or so, and also put the Vortex link out there for people who may not want to stay, you know, at the Sheraton, but they can stay at the hotel up the street. They can stay at a Motel 6.
Go to Holiday Inn and voice.
Holiday Inn.
When Surge comes to Buffalo next year, obviously we want to have a central place for all the hub of activities and the you know, obviously the back office comes, Kelly and Elizabeth and some of the other gals and guys that work in the back shop, they come and they set up shop during the convention. Well, they need to have a central place. Now, for our dignitaries, I'm in a battle because I have two places to put our dignitaries during the event. One, in front of the canal side where the Buffalo Naval Park is, right overlooking it and where the stage is going to be, is a Marriott Harborfront. It's called Canal Side. And I've got 20 rooms booked, so reserved, and I can put our dignitaries in there, so all they have to do is walk across the street to get on stage or whatever they're doing. Now, the other place I want to have is a world-famous Russell's Steakhouse out in Lancaster, where I have to get transportation and take them there and back 10 minutes. But he's got the World Patriots Heroes Park in front of it. It's historic. And, I'm torn. Where am I going to talk to people about that? We'll talk to Dwayne and Scott and Coach and everybody and find out when and Chris to find out which they prefer. And then we'll run where that goes.
I can tell you what they'll prefer.
Yes.
They prefer convenience and being able to just walk across the street.
Okay.
Over
thank you.
having to wait for transportation. They'd like to be able to just control that.
Well, that's why I booked 20 rooms.
Mm-hmm,
I got it. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That is really cool. I had that opportunity.
And so we're going to set that up. And now think about this. The Reverend, in fact, he came on board yesterday. And
congratulations.
I'm going to have him take the training today, first class training and also the initial SBA training. So he's ready to go. But imagine him just coming on board yesterday. He has the Vortex that's unlimited, which is a customer booking link, where the customer books through that link and they save up to 60%. He earns 60% of whatever they save. Immediately, he's in that market space, whether it's himself, whether it's the church, whether it's whomever. Give out this link to the entire city, like you were going to do in Buffalo and the surrounding states and countries. Give out this free link, and people can book through that link, especially as the world is returning to travel again. They save through that link. You don't have to manage it, and you earn 60% of whatever they save. And primarily hotels, cruises, cars, but you can book you can book flights and all that too, activities, and even get your insurance. But give out that link. And so immediately when you think about it, Expedia, Barry Diller bought Expedia, $17 billion back in 2001, 2002 timeframe. $17 billion, $1 million a week, even today, to maintain it. Immediately, the Reverend is in that space with a product that allows us to divvy up a profit that Expedia makes and keeps 100% that earned them in 2019, $98 billion. Immediately, the Reverend's in that space. Immediately,
Rick,
that's the Vortex.
That.
So the
Rick, I there's so much as you are talking. There's so many things that come to mind. What is so special about that? You know, most churches, through what's happened with the isolation situation, they stopped having ushers. They stopped passing an offering plate on Sunday morning because they don't want to pass them.
Our church
goes to someone because they, you know, they'll stop that. So they just ask people to go online and make their tithe or their offering or whatever they're going to write and put it in their on the internet. And then what are most people doing? If they're older, a lot of them aren't even doing that anymore. So their revenues to support the church, the building, the staff, the missions is dwindling, causing a lot of churches to close. So what we're doing is returning stewardship and choice of people to money they're spending anyways and directing it to God's kingdom. We're building the kingdom when we're doing something that in the past we never, unless you specifically took money out of your trip, and I don't know if there's a person alive that could say, well, I took $300 or $100 out of my trip and I put it in the offering plate. Deliberately, then nobody does that. But here, when they go on their trip, they stay in the hotel, they rent a car, they go on a cruise, they go to a destination. What do? The money that's going, they can designate it by choice. They can proudly say, I'm supporting my mission, my church, the program, what it is. I'm supporting it by spending the money that I am anyways, but I'm making sure it's like a tithe. God always says, pay it up front. Well, you know what? When you're doing the program of the actual using Vortex 365, you're putting your tithes into that automatically, and it's secure, it's clean, it's beautiful, and everybody benefits. I can't think of a better way in today's world to assure the substantial, regular, reliable income that someone is going to give whenever they spend their money. They're going to spend it, but the benefit of it goes to God's kingdom, and if that's what they're working for in life and their missions.
Wow. I like the way you put that. You pay your tithe, pay your offerings up front. Book your trip through the church's vortex. And normally when you're on vacation, huh?
Go ahead, I'm sorry. The percentage.
Normally when you're on vacation, we've noticed that you don't pay offering or tithe. And so book that vacation through the vortex, the church's vortex link. Not only is it going to save you money, but you're donating, tithing, you're being a good steward, and that offering is coming back to the church instead of going to someone else, in particular Expedia or Priceline. That is a new way of thinking that we're trying to get that message out and to get people to understand. So the Reverend comes on board yesterday, has access to the Vortex link. The Reverend comes on board. He wants to take his wife and happy wife, happy life on their anniversary vacation this December. And so he has the membership and a vacation club membership. Same memberships companies are selling for $7,000. And it's included in his package that he has when he came on board yesterday to get access to wholesale prices. And I pointed him to Cancun from Hawaii, because Hawaii really is booked up. Not only is it booked up, but they don't have all-inclusive. So I pointed him to Cancun, and he's happy as a lark. He's singing. And he said, my wife's going to be happy. My wife's going to be happy. And the savings was over $500, like $600-some-odd. And he says, Rick. So immediately, him coming on board yesterday has access to wholesale rates through the membership. The third thing here, what's that on the membership?
Go ahead. I'm just excited. I'm sorry.
The next thing here, he has the travel agency. And so his church is planning this convention, April 2022, in New York City at the Sheraton as the base hotel, Times Square. We look it up real time. I had him on a Zoom. We look it up real time. So he sees the price through the membership. He sees the price through the Vortex. They save about $112. He sees the price through the membership. I don't remember exactly. It was like $200-some-odd savings through the membership. But he's using the Vortex link to get it out to the congregation, all the members and supporters and everyone, the 1,000 people that are coming to this event that they're planning for. And so he said, okay, Rick, you know, how should I book this? And so immediately, and coming on yesterday, completing the first-class training, which I'm going to have him do today, he now is able to present himself, and I'll be with him, as a travel agent to talk and negotiate with the hotel how many rooms do you need reserved. And to be able to reserve those rooms, but identifying himself as a travel agent, referring travel agent, having access to the commission now because he's a travel agent. And working with the hotel, saying, okay, you know, I'm a travel agent. What is the normal commission that you pay the travel agents for sending business, for, you know, people staying in the hotel? And it's typically anywhere from 13% to 15% commission. But now being able to get paid a commission on however many rooms they reserve, and that coming back to the host travel agency, YTV, and as you know, the electronic commission claim form, him being able to submit that online, and when that commission is paid by the hotel, YTB says, okay, we pay you whatever 60-70%, whatever that is. But he's able to do that as opposed to calling the hotel as a consumer and just saying, okay, and you know, the hotel, yeah, we're going to give you a discount. And, you know, the discounts are like negligible. and they keep the commission. And so now him just coming on board yesterday, taking the first class training, he has access as a travel agent to be able to negotiate, even the ability to negotiate with the hotel to get a commission paid. Ron, he came on board for the $79. And he hasn't even upgraded yet. He came on board for the $79. And in that package, we include the Vortex. And we tell them, hey, give it out to the world. I mean, it's a live Vortex. People book the transactions that happen on your Vortex link. You're getting paid. The travel agency, making the arrangements that you need to make right now. Take the trainings. You know, Gary talked about, you know, being the ski instructor and the different trainings, Travel Agent University, Travel Agent Academy. If a person wants to be a destination wedding specialist, this training is free. So we say, hey, take the training. And then the membership, book your wife's anniversary trip to Cancun and save over, you know, $500-$600. Book that now. Ron, doing this for $79. Doing this, having the access. And I was talking to someone about this the other day, and I said, you know, the greatest benefit, not only the value of what you get with the package, but the access to an industry. In fact, I was talking to someone this morning, and he just learned the difference between the host travel agency and talking to the membership, the concierge, and how they're two different companies within the umbrella of Surge 365. And he was like, wow, Rick. I said, and he wanted to learn it all in one sitting. Ron, you're the only person that I know. You are the only person that I know that immediately when you came on board, you took advantage of everything. Now, my big question was, how did you know that? You did things that I didn't even know.
Well,
it got paid for it.
The thing is, we have people in our life that join us in our teams, and Gary and Linda Offreyville are the same way, and they learn stuff about Surge and Vortex and YTB before they were ahead of us, and we were new ourselves. You know, you start to realize how wonderful, what a blessing this is to others. When you learn what it is for you, yeah. I mean, we're all interested. You know, what's that radio station? What's in it for me? WINFM. And that's what's
yeah,
in for me. Everybody loves that. But when you realize and you learn what joy that you can put in the lives of others and what kind of an impact you can make in their lives, if it's just for them to travel, that's incredible. How about is if you open the door? You're talking about this new pastor, I'm sure, within his ministry, there's people that are right now hurting from careers that have gone dead end, or they can't, and some of the government money's drying up now, and so they can't stay at home and get eat well because the money, government money's going away now, and so they got to go, and they're in the job for them to go get. Well, now we can sit them down for $79 as they see, they can get started to see how this will work on them, how they like that new jacket or that new dress, we call it business, and then they see they like it, then they can turn around and upgrade to get the whole package, and suddenly they've got a career. And any given day, you can go right now, I did it yesterday, go on Travel Agent University. I went to YTV, got the connection, went to Travel Agent University, and I found out about different certifications I can get. Rick, 2 years ago, three years ago, there's a company called American River Cruise. And they're the company, you'll see them on TV, they're the paddle wheel. They got paddle wheel boats up the Mississippi and Ohio and down in Nashville and Charleston and up in the Snake River up in Colorado, or not Colorado, out in the ocean in the Pacific in Vancouver. Well, anyways, they have a program where you listen to six videos, and after each video, they ask you questions. Now, I took notes, and it took me about 30 seconds to answer each question, because the way there's, I'm not going to cheat and tell you that you can't give a wrong answer. They make you give you the right answer. But when you get through all the questionnaires and you get all through six videos, they send you a certificate, and now you're a certified travel agent for American River Cruise. That's neat. You know, put it on the wall, you know, frame it, put it on the wall in the office. But you know what's better than that? You can get, anytime you want, you can get a FAM trip, that stands for familiarization, for 75% off the cost of going on a cruise with them.
How about that?
I have a certificate. We just never had the time to go on a cruise on the Mississippi. We're stacking up vacations here, Rick. You did that. That's your fault.
Amazing.
That's your fault, Rick. I'm proud of that.
Well, you know, we still have the Hope Cruise.
I know. Oh, yeah, we still got the Hope Cruise in May, maybe next year. Obviously, it didn't happen this year. But yeah, we got to go back to that, and we got some movies. You know, when we were talking about the travel funding by travel, that you pioneered that for the industry and for Surge and for Vortex and YTB. You pioneered that process, vetted it. And, you know, we just had a gentleman join Surge. We just started a new group ourselves. And he had been affiliated previously but never did anything with it. And he is the head of a 49-year-old 501c3 organization that the president of this organization has actually been nominated for 5 Nobel Peace Prizes. Do you think he cares about helping people? Yeah. And he's the president and the founder of the Golden Rule Society. And now what he's doing is he's putting up on his website, he'll have a new box that people go to the GRS, GoldenRuleSociety.org, and they're going to see join Golden Rule Society Travel. It's myvortex365.com/mygoldenrulesociety. Or Golden Rule, if you're going to say Golden Rule Travel. And so all the members he's had all these years all over the world can now register for Vortex, and that provides a cash stream to fund this organization that's never had it.
Wow.
That's so powerful.
Ryan.
And I'm his web agent lives in Yugoslavia, and we're working with him. He speaks English well, but we're getting that done. That's being done right now as we speak.
Oh, my Lord. That's awesome. You know, that's one of the things that I love about our approach, and that actually is unique to our team and what we're doing, even under the umbrella Surge, where we're talking not only to people, but we're talking to organizations, nonprofits, for-profit. We're talking to businesses. We're talking to schools. We're talking to ministries. And we're able to show them, here's how you use the tool, Surge 365, which primarily consists of the Vortex. You can use it for fundraising if you're a school or if you're an organization or a business or an individual, just make money, bring money, come in. You can use the membership for your staff travel so that you're saving the organization a ton of money. And, of course, being able to not only save the money but have access to the industry. You can use the travel agency to not only have, you know, save money, like you said, with those fam trips, but to put groups together. A gentleman called me who's in the business. He says, Rick, I've got someone who wants to put – oh, I want to ask you about this, by the way. He said, I got someone that a group that booked a cruise last year, and they need to put a group together for the flights of 40 people, and they want to use Delta. And I said, yeah, I've got a guy that's in the business, Ron. He actually uses Delta for mission trips, so you know if I'd use him for mission trips. So what would you say, Ron, to this guy? He says, I got actually 42 people that I need to book a group flight on Delta. How would you do that?
First of all, international sales, and they have it's called Group International Sales Department. You call them. Now, you call Delta and ask for it, or go online and ask the group. I probably have it in my phone right here, and I could give it to you if you prefer to have it. I can give it to you. And then what happens, when he calls them, you explain that you got more than nine people. All you need is nine people for a group, and group special sales, working with them. If you're a nonprofit and you're doing it, now it opens up doors. Like, how about the waiver, the baggage waiver and second baggage, so you can take either an extra bag or you can take medical supplies, shoes, clothing, food. You can ship all kinds of stuff. Like we did, the church sent a skid of peanut butter, 13 cases of rubber and leather shoes for children that expand five shoe sizes, and there were 13 cases, books, cases of Bibles, and the whole shipping for that trip would have cost $2,500, minimal. Now, because we were using Delta Group Sales, we had the baggage waiver, and all we do is let them know ahead of time, and you make the arrangements out, and they take care of it. Now, the other thing that's even more important than that, Rick, is let's say this group is planning us, they're going and it's next spring or next January or next whatever. They call, set up the arrangements, make the, you know, get the right flight and flights, all combination, whatever it is, and you get that. They lock it down. They place the reservation. They ask you for a small deposit. Let's say it's it's 40 people. It's going to be several thousands of dollars. They may ask for $2,000 down, and then you can pay the balance off just a month before you go. I call it layaway. It's the only place in the world, and you're in the airline industry, that you can get a layaway program for trips down the road. No charge. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we take their discount rate. We take their group discount rate over a nonprofit rate. We can do nonprofit, but that's higher. But if you use their discount rate and pay the tax, it's less than using a nonprofit organization rate. So we learned that, but they don't tell you this. But if you know that, like I'm sharing it up front, have that person call me. I'd be more than glad to talk to them. You know that. I'm here to serve the team. We work as an organization to provide services. And I'm more than glad to do that at any given time. You know that. And everybody, I want everybody to know that. So, good afternoon. So,
wow, Ron. Just having that information, access to that information, mm-hmm. and people come on board for $79. Just having access to that information alone is worth it. And so I was talking to this gentleman, and he just learned today of the difference between the host travel agency, the membership, the home office. Because he's asking questions, you know, if you don't know the organization, then you're asking the wrong questions to the wrong organization. And so I explained that to him, and I said, you know, the greatest thing about what we have through Surge 365, and you're not going to get this in one sitting, is the access not only to the companies but to industries. I said, you look at the Vortex online booking. That's an industry. You have access to the entire industry. You look at the travel agency through the host travel agency. That's an industry. You're not going to get that at one sitting. You look at the membership, the vacation club membership. That's an industry. We have access not only to the companies, but we have access to the entire industry for $79. You know, and he says, wow.
Did I stop there?
Yes.
I want to gild the lily. When they can't go online and go to Expedia, Travelocity, Trivago, Hotels.com, Kayak, I don't know, you name it. They can go to every single, look up every single, they can do a search in the internet, what do they call search. They cannot find any of the information that I just shared with you or you have shared on this whole call. None of that information is available. Outside of this organization.
None of it.
It's not available to them. It's not even available.
You couldn't find it if you tried. And if you ask people in the industry, they will not tell you. Because it's insider information. Everything we just talked about, you will not hear because it's insider information. Even when you talked about the paddle boat and the course you can take and get 75%. You know, from completing and watching the six videos and taking the short little test, foot stomper test, you won't find that anywhere in the industry. Those doors are closed. And, you know, and we're here to open them. We're here to open understanding, to expand understanding. And not only that, and I'll close on this, to have access, and this is the biggest, you know, access to industries, but access to the industry, the travel industry, is multiple trillion dollar industry. To have access to the global wealth of this industry is probably the most important thing as people are looking to create a career, make money, you know, save money, travel more. To have access to global profit is just it's amazing to me. Unlimited access to global profit. While we're looking to transfer wealth in the marketplace ministry sense, and I'm a marketplace minister, and I tell people a wealth transfer is in full effect, not just through Surge, but as an understanding of whatever business you're in, a wealth transfer. Transfer of the wealth from the, you know, the wicked to the righteous, however you want to call it, is in full effect. And Surge, I believe Surge, as you know, Ron, is leading that charge because a person has unlimited access to global wealth to put it where it needs to go.
And that's what you call blessing, Rick. That's what you call total blessing.
That's blessing.
God's favor is on the – because, you know, when you think about it, I tell people as I'm talking to them about opportunities and people say different things they want to go to pursue different things. I say one question. Are the people you're going to affiliate with, associate with, are they people of integrity? As the fruit on the tree, they've demonstrated they're not just talking about integrity. They're living it, and when the rubber meets the road and their circumstances, you know, this industry has gone up and down in a lot of ways. When things were really, really, really rough, I know that the management, the owners of the company, they gave up many of their assets. They give up many of their things to make sure that nobody missed payment of commissions and bonuses. They sacrificed themselves for others. They laid down their life. And when you have somebody behind you in an operation, in an organization, well, I'm telling you, there's, you know, you can buy, there's all different kinds of boats. I love boats. And there's good boats and there's boats that are not so good. But you know what? If you buy a boat with integrity, from a company of integrity, when the rubber gets the river gets rough and the waves get bad, the boat with integrity is going to float.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I'm a witness. I haven't missed a paycheck since 2004. Never missed a paycheck. The company has always paid on time. And residual income took us right through the pandemic. Back to you.
I just want to thank you for coming on and the guests that are on the show today with people listening in. But I'll tell you what, guys, you ain't seen nothing yet. And come 2021, we're going to have the biggest celebration live with fireworks and music and enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And Healing America Through Hope is launched. And the company of Surge 365, its theme this year is hope. We're pulling it forward. Thank you for being a part. And
hey,
Ron?
Good to see you.
Yes, Gary.
Yeah. I know something to do immediately after this call, but sometime this afternoon, can you give me a call? Because I'd like to talk to you about something.
Sure enough. We'll do that.
Thanks.
Last question. Rick,
we'll see you guys.
We'll be getting that letter off this afternoon to Dwayne. The last letter email I sent to him, and I'm going to have to call and get a double check on his email because it came back to me. So I know they kind of limit access.
I'll text it to you. I'll send it to you.
It'll be in his
just to make sure. I'm sure it's probably the same one.
All right.
We'll see
you. Great. Thank you, Rick. God bless you. And by the way, please feel free. Have anybody. I'll call and talk to anybody for you anytime. It's my privilege. Bye.